Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better.
Even marketing.
This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So today I want to talk about the P word. What do I mean by the P word? Productivity. One of the things I get asked all the time is, dude, do you sleep? And the answer to that is yes, I sleep very well. And the reason is because I'm uber organized. I've learned how to make systems out of the things that I need to get done. And these systems have been compiled into something I call my productivity bundle. If you want to learn more about that, go visit theproductivitybundle.com. That's theproductivitybundle.com. All one word. Now, this productivity bundle was developed so that I can train my people, my coaching clients, people that are in my Gold Group coaching, on how to become more productive. And there's three main tips that I want to share with you today. The first one starts with your calendar. What gets measured gets done. So one of the things I make sure that everything I need to get done ends up in the calendar, even doing my to-do list. I've got it scheduled at 9 o'clock at night. That's when I like to do it. And I've got a whole bunch of to-do lists inside the bundle, and it's a complete system that works together. But let's just focus on the basics. And that is, if you put in your calendar with an alert that says, hey, you need to make sure that you get your to-do list done, guess what's going to happen? Your to-do list is going to get done. So it annoys you. It comes up as a beep or a bop or a boop or something like that. And it reminds you to get that done at that time. So scheduling those tasks is really key. And make sure you do it consistently. The second thing that I want to talk about is your email inbox. That is one of the places which is a major, major time suck for a lot of people because they don't have a system to organize their email to help them become more effective. So here's what you need to do. First and foremost, realize that you have a problem. That inbox can be such a time suck because inside of it is a bunch of spam or sales messages or whatever. You can't get rid of it all, but what you can do is you can organize it. Start with your trash. Trash is your friend. So the first thing that you want to do is start getting rid of all the emails that you don't need. And then the next thing you're going to want to do is start filing these emails. So what do I mean by filing? What I say is create folders. If you're doing this on your desktop in Outlook, I use Mac Mail. Create folders for everything. You can have as many folders as you want, but as long as you take something from your inbox and put it into the folder if you need to save it, you'll have access to it later. And that's what most people don't do, is they just leave it in their inbox, and then it becomes harder and harder and harder to find. So what I start with is I create a project folder for every project that I'm working on. So it could be a coaching client, could be any kind of project that's coming in, and I label it based on what the project title is. And then as it gets into my inbox, if I need to work on it immediately, I will leave it there. But if it's something that I maybe need to access later, then I'll take that and I'll move it to the inbox. That way, I have a complete chronological order of the things that I need to get done for that project. And I can break that down into a whole bunch of other things. I could do it for financial, I can do it for to-dos, things that I've got to do. I also have, you know, my own internal projects, marketing projects, those kind of things. They all have their own separate folders. So the next thing is when something is complete, for example, when I've finished a project, then what I do is I create a folder for all my completed projects. So for example, I've got one for 2016, 2015, and that way, as soon as I'm finished, it's no longer in my main area. I can take that and file that away. So now I'm only focusing on the things that absolutely have to get done. So that's kind of the cornerstone of making sure that you're going to keep organized. The other thing that I like to do is I like to set a time to clean my inbox. Now, you may want to do it every single day. I personally try to do this on Sunday nights because it's downtime and there's not a lot happening. So what I'll do is I'll go through my inbox and I'll either delete, 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 file, 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 or I will leave the few tasks that I know I have to get done the next day in the inbox. So that's key to making all of this stuff work, is organizing, deleting, and when I'm done, my inbox, all of them, because actually I have multiple email addresses, has less than 20 items in there. If you can get it down to 5 or 3, even better. So that's the key, is taking away the distraction of all of that stuff. I did an interview with somebody named Catherine Bloom, and she has a book called Eat the Elephant. And I asked her, what does that mean? And she says, it's an old joke. Do you know how to eat an elephant? And I said, no. And she says, one bite at a time. So if you're overwhelmed with all of this, don't worry about it. Start somewhere. Start making progress, and eventually you'll get it down to the point where you can do exactly what I talked about, is get it down to 20 emails in your inbox for the next day. No more than that, maybe down to 5, so that you got clear things that you got to work on, because things are going to come in and pile on top of it. So that way you can scroll down to the bottom and say, these are the things I've got to get done today first. And then as new stuff comes in, push that aside and let that sit there until you have time allocated to do that. So the third thing I want to talk about is organizing tasks. Now, I have a series of checklists and worksheets that I use all the time to try to organize my life and my business. I start with the projects I need to get done, and then I start breaking down each one of the tasks inside that project. The next thing that I do is I take those tasks and add them to today. So I have a today to-do list. On that list, the next thing that I try to do is organize them by priority. And what I mean by that, one of the most powerful things I've ever learned, is to get the most 5 important things done each day. Put them on your list. What are the 5 things you absolutely have to get done today? And then the next thing you do is you go back and prioritize those 1 through 5. 1 is the hardest and probably most time-consuming thing that you need to get done. That's where you start. Then you start working down that list until all 5 things are done. Once you complete that, now you can go look at some of the other things that you have to do. I call them MMAs, BMAs, and CMAs. Money-making activities, business-making activities, and customer-making activities. So I have lists for that as well. These are the things that I want to get done. After I finish those 5 things, now I can go back and start adding additional things to my list that I want to get done and then start working on those. So now I've got a really complete, organized system that helps me stay on top of all of the tasks that I need to get done. When they're finished, they are scratched off the list, and the next day I have a brand new list to start working on. So let me tell you a couple of truths that I think is really important to understand as you go through this. Number 1, you cannot manage time. It manages you. But you can manage tasks, and that's what this whole system is about. Secondly, what gets measured gets done. That's been said by Tom Peters. I think it's been said by Peter Drucker. But the concept is there. It gets measured when it's put into your calendar, when it's put onto a list. That's something that's going to force you to do it, because otherwise you're going to fall prey to all the bings, bops, and boops from your phone, Twitter, email, all of those things. So I like to make sure that I put time aside every single day specifically to answer email, to work in social media. But I always start with those 5 tasks, because that's the most important thing that I have to get done. And generally speaking, they're money-making activities that are going to propel my business forward. And that's the most important thing, is to grow my business. And the last truth is, time management is an oxymoron. Time is beyond our control, and the clock keeps ticking regardless of how we lead our lives. Priority management is the answer to maximizing the time that we have. And that's a quote by John C. Maxwell. So start there. Learn how to organize your time, your tasks, and grow your business from there. So as you can see, I start with the calendar and make sure that things are put in there, and I get alerts that force me to do them. I clean up my email on a regular basis, and then I make sure my tasks and time are organized so I'm getting the most important and hardest to do things done first. If you do that, you'll sleep better at night too.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.